You are the great I am.
Hallelujah.
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 Amen. Father, we bless your name. Jehovah, we honor you. King of glory, we adore you. We thank you for a time like this. Lord, thank you for drawing our hearts to you. Thank you, Lord, for giving us the grace to come. Thank you for watching over us since the last time that we have met. And Lord, we are grateful that you are already here. We thank you that you are already speaking. And we just thank you that we can incline our ears to you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If the Lord decides to change the vigil, I'm ready to go with him. Open your Bible to Deuteronomy 20. Children, we are in it together. Hallelujah. Amen. Deuteronomy chapter 20. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you all for coming. It's been a long time. I miss everyone. It's as if it's over a month. It's good to be home. Hallelujah. Let's pick, the children, pick your Bible, pick your Bible. Deuteronomy chapter 20 to 9, the theme is, God is my strength. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Let's take Deuteronomy 20. Hallelujah. Have you got it? Yes. Based on the revelation that God has already given, Amen. It is important we take that authority, that we don't sit on that revelation, Amen. That we walk in that revelation, Amen. That we see the manifestation of that revelation. Hallelujah. Let's read together from verse 1 to 4. Let's go. When thou goest out to battle against thine enemies, and seest horses and chariots, and a people more than thou, be not afraid of them. For the Lord your God is with you, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. And it shall be, when you are come nigh unto the battle, that the priest shall approach and speak unto the people, and shall say unto them, Hear, O Israel, ye approach this day unto battle against your enemies. Let not your hearts faint. Fear not, and do not tremble, neither be ye terrified because of them. Verse 4, For the Lord your God is he that goeth with you, to fight for you against your enemies, to save you. Hallelujah. The outcome of the battle has been determined. I want you to rise up to your feet, and I want you to move from your place of sitting. The outcome of the battle has been determined. It is my God that goes before me. He goes with me to fight for me against the enemy and to save me. I want you to begin to declare by the mercy of the living God that you are treading upon serpents and scorpions and over every power of the enemy. For it is your God that goes with you. He goes ahead of you. He goes ahead of your family. He goes with your family, even against the enemy, to fight for you and to save you. I declare by the mercy of the living God that I am not terrified. My family is not petrified. Word Fountain Christian Ministries, we are not afraid. We are not held in captivity. Lord, we are not given to fear. For it is our God who goes with us to battle, to fight for us, and to save us. You save our children. Lord, you are the one that goes to battle with us. And Lord, to fight for us, and to save our men. You are the one that goes to battle with our women, to fight for us, and to give us the salvation we need. Lord, we are grateful tonight that we have the victory. We have the victory. Lord, we will have the victory. As you have revealed, so shall it be. Every battle, every attempt of the enemy, hear the counsel of the Lord. It is our God that goes with us. He goes before us into battle, and he fights for us, and he saves us. No one will be a victim. No one will be a victim of battle. No one will be a victim. No one will be a victim. No family will sorrow. We will not sorrow over anyone. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, for God is mighty to save. Our God is mighty to save. Our God is a great deliverer. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. It is God who fights for us. And we hold our peace. And he saves us. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Psalm 18, verse 35. You're going to go with me as the Holy Spirit is leading. None of this is planned, but the Lord himself has a plan. And as a church, we must yield to him. Hallelujah. Psalm 18, verse 35. Hallelujah. When the Lord says he has given the victory, there is no point fighting the battle. We are not going in reverse, we are going forward. In the name of Jesus. Psalm 18, verse 35, as someone found it. Verses 34 and 35, actually, let's do that together. Hallelujah. So that a bow of steel is broken by my arms, thou hast also given me the shield of salvation, and your right hand holds me up, and your gentleness has made me great. Verse 36. You have enlarged my steps under me, that my feet did not slip. Verse 37, I have pursued my enemies and overtaken them. Neither did I turn again till they were consumed. Verse 38, I have wounded them, that they were not able to rise. They are falling. Where are they falling? Where are they falling? Where are they falling? Victory, victory, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Victory, victory, hallelujah. Jesus conquered the devil. Oh, victory, victory, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Victory, victory, hallelujah. Jesus conquered the devil. He has given us victory. We will lift him higher. Oh, Jehovah, we lift him. Oh, he has given us victory. I will lift him higher. Jehovah. The Lord has given us freedom. We will lift him higher. Jehovah, we will lift him higher. Hallelujah. I want you to begin to confess the victory that God has given you. Don't limit the victory. Because by his message, he said you will tread upon serpents and scorpions and over every power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. God, you have given us victory. We walk in this victory. We declare the victory. We announce the victory. By the message of the living God, we are not victims. We are not victims. We are victorious. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah to Jehovah. We have victory over pain. Over sin, over guilt, we have victory over every power of the enemy. We walk in power. We walk in dominion. We walk in authority. By the mercy of the living God, our hearts are not faint. We are not faint-hearted. Lord, we bless your name that we have victory. Over, oh God, every walk of darkness, blessed be the name of the Lord. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Father, we are grateful. We bless your name that you give your strength to your people. Lord, we are grateful that even in the realm of the spirit, you have given us the power, the mandate, the mantle to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over every power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt us. Thank you for your Son that you have used to show us, Lord, the battle that's been won, O God, in the spiritual realm. Thank you for the manifestation of it on earth. Lord, we bless you that we have confidence that as you have spoken to us, so it is. It is sealed by the blood of the Lamb. And every heart, O God, King of glory, is assured. We will not cast away our confidence, Lord, because we know that God has given us the victory. We bless your name, Jehovah, that you are God who goes before us, and you are God who comes behind us. You are also the God who goes with us. Lord, we bless your name that every prayer tonight will be a confirmation, will be an affirmation, will be, O God, an authority based on the revelation. We will not pray the prayer of fear, and we will not be hoodwinked, O God, to consider anything as impossible. For greater are you that is in us than he that is in the world. We bless you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen and amen. Let's continue even in prayer this night as we declare, as we prophesy, as we establish the counsel of the Lord. Psalm 28, verses 6 to 9. We have already shared this today. It's just the place that the Lord took us to and where we are drinking from. Hallelujah. Verse 28 from verse 6 says, blessed be the Lord, because he has heard the voice of my supplication. Someone's voice is going to be heard. Your voice is already heard. It will be heard again. The Lord has heard the voice of my supplication. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoices, and with my song will I praise him. The Lord is their strength and is the saving strength of his anointed. Save your people and bless your inheritance. Feed them also and lift them up forever. In the name of Jesus. There's so much stored up here for the children of God. There is so much that happens when God hears the voice of his children. There is so much that is set in motion when the voice of the child of God is heard on earth, because God mobilizes his resources. He mobilizes his instruments. He mobilizes his angels. Those that are to give strength, give strength. Those that are to comfort, they comfort. Those that are to bring songs of melody, they come. Those that are to feed, they bring food. And God himself saves his inheritance. Hallelujah. I pray that whenever you call, the Lord will hear you. Amen. That you will have the assurance that your voice has been heard. You will have the confidence that there is no barrier between you and God. And we know what causes barrier. It is sin. It is sin that makes God to seem so distant away. But by the mercy of God, even as we pray tonight, God will in his mercy draw our attention to the things that make him to appear far off, so that they can be taken out of the way. Because the Bible says every handwriting that was written that was contrary was taken out of the way and was nailed to the cross. May we experience that in the name of Jesus. The same Psalm, Psalms 29 verse 11. Let someone read it, please. Hallelujah. Yes, please. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. How many people need God to bless them with his strength? The Lord will bless his people, will give strength unto his people, and the Lord will bless his people with peace. When you have the strength of God, what will make you to be afraid? When you have the strength of God, you will surely have peace, knowing fully well that with God nothing shall be impossible. Knowing fully well that God is with you, it will give you peace. And I pray in the name of Jesus that whatever form of frailty, whatever form of weakness that you may have had before you came to this vigil, you will give it in exchange for the strength of Jehovah. Amen. I said you will give it in exchange for the strength of Jehovah. Amen. You will give it in exchange. Say, I give it in exchange for the strength of Jehovah. I give weakness in exchange for the strength of Jehovah. I give pain in exchange for the strength of Jehovah. Tonight is not about you coming here one way and going back the same way. The Bible says God will give you his strength. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 1 Chronicles chapter 16 and verse 11. 1 Chronicles 16 and verse 11. Hallelujah. Amen. 1 Chronicles 16. Let's rise up to our feet. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Tonight is about strength. People of God, ask the Lord that you have received the strength. You will pray in a strength. You will see answers in a strength. You will go home in a strength. It is not about your physical strength. It's about God infusing us with strength tonight. Even as we go from this night to the early hours of the morning. 1 Chronicles chapter 16 verse 11. Hallelujah. What does it say? Hallelujah. Thank you very much. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face continually. Tonight, even as we proceed in prayer, we are going to be seeking the Lord and seeking his strength and seeking his face. Hallelujah. When we seek the strength of God, we can seek his strength because he is omnipotent. All of us here, we can draw strength from God and he will still be God. He does not need anyone to refuel him. He is omnipotent. He can supply the strength that you need. He gives strength to the weak. He shares his strength with his children. We are tapping into the omnipotent nature of God. You are tapping into that nature of God that cannot be corrupted. In the name of Jesus, as the omnipotent God, God does his work without effort. He does not exert energy. Hallelujah. And God is saying, come to me and share in this strength. I pray by the mercy of God that you will feel the strength of God in your life. In the name of Jesus Christ. He is self-sufficient. He does not need to borrow ability from anyone. Hallelujah. From all the scriptures, when Jesus was walking on earth, people would ask him if you are willing. Nobody asked him if you are able. Ability is not in question. I pray tonight that your desire will meet with the ability and the willingness of Jehovah. I don't want you to limit God in your prayers. I want you to open the floodgates of your heart because the floodgates of heaven are open in the name of Jesus Christ. And so tonight as we rise up to our feet, we're going to say, Lord, we have come to seek you. We have come to draw strength. And we have come to seek your face. Lord, by your mercy, Lord, infuse us with strength. You are the omnipotent God. You are the God who does not grow weary. You do not grow weary. You do not faint. God, you do not grow tired. Oh, God, we pray that you will give us your strength. Lord, physical strength, emotional strength, spiritual strength. Lord, financial strength. Lord, give your strength to your people. Lord, help us by your mercy to bypass weakness and to step into strength. The strength that we need, Lord, to please you. The strength that we need to serve you. The strength that we need to worship you. Oh, God, infuse us with strength. Infuse us with strength. Jehovah, infuse us with strength. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I want you to know that the strength you need is available in God. The strength you need is available in God. Samson was standing before the Philistines. His eyes had been plucked out. He was weak. They were making caricature of him. Samson said to the man, lead me to the pillar of this house. And he leaned on the pillar. And Samson prayed, God, give me strength one more time. Even if all you have to ask for, Lord, just this night, give me strength. It does not matter how weak you are. It does not matter how tired you are. Just find a pillar of God's word to lean on. And you ask God, God, give me strength. Give me strength tonight. Samson prayed, God, give me strength that I may avenge myself of the enemies. And strength came. His hair began to grow again. Lord, in your mercy, infuse us with strength. Help me to find the pillar to lean on tonight. Help me to lean upon the pillar of your word. Oh God, help me, Father. Don't let weakness overtake me. Don't let sleep overtake me. Don't let worry overtake me. Lord, I draw strength down in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, we bless your holy name. And Paul said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I know you can pray tonight. You can walk through this vigil through Christ who strengthens you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your strength. You said, come unto me, all that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. God of heaven, we pray tonight that as we press on in prayer, Lord, every vessel will be filled with strength. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we will not be exhausted. Your grace, oh God, will be more than sufficient. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, the power, oh God, for warfare, the capacity for victory, Lord, loaded with the grace, oh God, to run and not be weary, to walk and not faint, Lord, infuse into us in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, for your grace is more than sufficient. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Put your hands together for the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen.